God our Father on this day. Amen. Well, we come to the end of our little series on lament. Those parts of our lives that cause us to cry out to God, to cause us to ask why? And how come? And when will it be over? Those sentiments aren't only ours during these penitential times of Lent, but all throughout the year. It seems that we are creatures that are made to be in community. Not all of the animals of the earth are like that, but many are. Animals live together in groups for safety and sharing food resources. They can raise their offspring with the help and guidance of others, and they provide care and comfort to one another. Certainly that's the case with humans. Community, the families and groups of friends that we belong to, they offer companionship and help and the enjoyment of sharing our lives together. Where would we be, any of us, without our family and friends? We play together, we work together, we share the joys of life together, and we share the struggles. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Many of the laments in the Bible are about someone who has lost their connection to community. Lament is almost always about being alone and afraid. But lament can be communal too. When there's a shared sense of grief or tragedy. Think of how towns pull together when there's a violent weather event or a violent individual has brought about chaos and death. The death doesn't even have to be one of our own family or a close friend, but when one suffers, it seems, so do many. The assassination of John F. Kennedy, the attack on Pearl Harbor, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. These are all times when we knew that our grief was shared, not only between friends, but also strangers. Dark times, days of sorrow, days of grief. All peoples go through these kinds of situations. Sometimes the tragedy is quick and over, although additional time may be needed for healing. Other times, the repetition of pain is what causes the community to cry out against all that is holy. The psalmist speaks of dark days that have been part of his or her community. Days and months when the fight for justice has yielded only more and more sorrow. It's not fair, the community laments. We've done everything right. We praised God. We've taken up the cause of the weak. The glory we have not claimed for ourselves. And yet God seems to have forgotten us. Still, the only thing that can be done is to wait. Wait and continue to cry out to God and trust that God will hear us. It's said that the hardest answer to prayer isn't no, but rather wait. And so maybe this is why God created us to live in community after all. Because along with the shared joys and protections and resources of having others around us, God knows that we will need each other while we wait. Wait for God to awake and hear us and rise up once again to save us. For surely the day will come. As sure as it came once in a region called Galilee, near a place called Zebulun and Naphtali, when Jesus brought light to a people who had long waited so long that they could only imagine that they sat forever in darkness. Jesus broke into that dark lament and said to them, "Come this way, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."